From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 5 days after the catastrophic earthquake and tsunami, millions of people around the Indian Ocean are in desperate need of clean water, food, clothing, and shelter. UN Chief Kofi Annan says $500 million in aid has been pledged, but the breadth of this disaster, with the number of dead now at more than 100,000, is complicating relief efforts.
In Sri Lanka, where nearly 25,000 people died, some aid is being delivered. Today, the main road reopened between the capital Colombo and the hard-hit southern coastal city of Galle. But for the people there, the focus is still on cleaning up and dealing with thousands of corpses. NPR's Jason Bobian has this report.
Much of Galle is in ruins. The tsunamis pounded their way into concrete and brick buildings along the waterfront, damaging some, flattening others, and dragging hundreds of people out to sea. Large intercity buses remain folded around telephone poles. Cars and sport utility vehicles are still suspended in trees. A half dozen commercial fishing boats lie strewn across the main road. And even away from the waterfront, the surging sea rushed through block after city block, tearing apart shops and leaving the entire downtown awash in debris. Now, local officials are plowing the rubble from the streets with bulldozers. The debris is a sludge of sand, building materials, random human possessions like a bicycle or a mannequin, all mixed together with dead fish and palm trees. Up until yesterday, corpses were still being extracted from the rubble. At the Ilaperuma restaurant, Siddhahana Aika and his staff are sweeping the water and muck out of his small establishment.
In my restaurant, there is water level about eight feet. This is level. 8 feet become 8 feet water level.
He says his workers survived by climbing up into a loft in the back of the restaurant. Aika is angry that there was no warning that a tsunami was coming. He points out that other countries in the region were hit first, and he says the government should have been able to warn people that the huge waves were bearing down on the island.
That's a very, very bad situation in Sri Lanka. They never inform. Coastline, they never inform. Cyclone become, any cyclone come, the police station and the army officers, they are informing to us. They never inform.
He says damages would have been far less if residents had had even a few minutes to prepare. In addition, the loss of life would have been much less if people hadn't been standing on the beach. People were attracted to the beach by unusual wave activity before the tsunami hit. The waters receded, exposing hundreds of yards of sea bottom before coming rushing back in. The Sri Lankan government now says it's looking at becoming part of a regional tsunami warning system. It's worth noting, however, that tsunamis are not common here, and many coastal residents say they can't even remember the last time the island was hit by one. But the waves that hit on Sunday were devastating. At the main hospital in Galle, the staff just finished burying hundreds of unidentified bodies in mass graves. Nurse Sumana Patirna says there were corpses everywhere. She says they ran out of floor space in the hall, so they had to start slotting the babies and small children in between the legs of the dead adults. In the first days of the disaster, more corpses than injured were being brought into the hospital. More than a quarter of the 1,200 bodies were never identified. At first, hospital officials didn't know what to do with so many unclaimed corpses, but they quickly decided they needed to be buried. The forensics officer at the hospital, Kamudu Sanjiwa Dahanaika, hasn't slept in 4 days. He's been photographing and cataloging the dead.
More than 350 bodies we have already photographed.
He scrolls through digital pictures on a computer of swollen and bloodied victims of the tsunami.
Those are all decomposing bodies. These bodies, I mean, even the facial features, even a close relative can't recognize, because as its body is decomposing, the facial features are, I mean, common to all bodies, swollen and all.
Dahanaika is from Galle. He's lived here all his life. Tears well up in his eyes when he's asked if his hometown will ever be the same again. He says that's why he spent the last 4 days photographing dead bodies, so he doesn't have to think about such horrible things. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Galle, Sri Lanka.